Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Two-tiered child benefit system is to be considered in the budget in October. Different tiers of child benefit to help lift families out of poverty are being considered ahead of Ireland's or the October budget. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said nothing is off the table and all options are being looked at to target resources at more vulnerable children. The programme for government commits to examining a two-tier system of child benefit, which would include more targeted payments on the top universal rate. Currently, child benefit is £140 a month for families with children aged 16 to 18 years of age if they're in full-time education. That's been now extended to 19 years of age if they're still in full-time education or still in secondary education. And this is paid to every family, regardless of income. Over 650,000 families receive child benefit payments. This translates to over 1.2 million children benefiting from these payments, and families can choose to opt out, but very few do. It's estimated that 1,400 parents do not claim the child benefit. They're obviously quite wealthy people and they don't need it. But this means family who earns, let's say, €1,000 joint income a year would be getting the same benefit as a family who earned €30,000. And the question Micheál Martin is kind of thinking about, is that fair? He's thinking to himself, well, if I didn't give it to the people at 100,000 and they got nothing, because we means test it, it means that I could probably give, you know, 180 to the children of the families who are only earning 20 or 30,000 and to take them out of poverty. But is that such a good idea? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. A two-tier system. Let me just go to Brendan. Brendan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good, Brendan. I don't like the idea of any two-tier system in anything, to be honest with you. I think it segregates people, but however, do you believe there should be a two-tier system for child benefit?
No, I don't agree with that. But I think the people, the opting out piece, if people were to be honest and genuinely opt out if they don't need it, like, you know?
But they, well, 1,400 parents opt out currently at the moment. Now, they're clearly wealthy people.
Yeah, I commend them. Fair play to them. But there's a lot more that don't. And then it's to direct that money to the right place, you know?
But will it get directed? It never gets directed to the right place. It never gets, you know, channeled to the right place. Or ring-fenced is always the word they use, isn't it? That's the fancy word, ring-fenced.
Yeah. But I think if the right people are doing the job and they live by their principles and morals, if they have any, then it will get to the right place, you know? It's like anything, it's who you put in charge of the purse, you know?
But see, the argument here is that somebody, say some fella living with his missus and they're earning, say, 120 grand between them, right? So they might not qualify anymore because they earn 120 grand. Yeah, they might have a big mortgage of 30,000. They might have two cars in the garden on PCP, cost them a few quid. They have a nice holiday every year. They've got three kids. They get no benefits from the state. They pay for everything. And they'll argue, we're paying so much tax that we're paying for other people's kids anyway. So we're quite entitled to this money.
No, I see that argument. I definitely see the argument. But realistically, do you need the four-bedroom house with two kids?
Whether you need it or not, that's a personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, to be claiming money off the state.
But when you're saying, do you need it, it almost sounds, I'm not saying you're begrudging, but it kind of sounds a bit begrudging, doesn't it?
Well, it might sound that, but that's not where I'm coming from. You need an Lexus when you could have a Corolla, you know, with an equally great car, you know. So it's like...
You know, don't begrudge me, Brendan, you know. I drive a nice car. Don't begrudge me.
I drive a nice car as well. But I'm just saying, it's about the choices you make, and then you want to hit the government for extra money.
But the government of this country, why not just give those people in lower incomes an extra couple of quid? That's fine. Why not give them an extra couple of quid if you want to give them an extra? We've plenty of money. We're squandering it left, right, and centre in this country.
I agree. I suppose I'm just sticking to the point of the question you asked me. I agree 100%. The amount of waste in this country, well, in every country, I'm not even going to get into about governments because I think governments are just organised crime, to be honest, right? They make the gangland look like bloody.
Well, you're probably right in respect to the amount of reckless spending that goes on. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it is criminal to an extent.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
hypothetically. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I know years ago that it was brown envelopes. It's probably digital now. I don't know. Look, but there's an awful lot of waste. An awful, awful lot of waste.
If there's an awful lot of waste and we all acknowledge there's a lot of waste, even the government by time acknowledged there's a lot of waste, why rob from the rich to give to the poor, if you know what I mean? That kind of sounds very socialist to me.
But look, we do need a more equal society.
But it is a fair society in the fact that those people who are earning the 100 grand or whatever it is a year, they pay more taxes. So they're paying a bigger chunk of money into the system anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. But when you think about it, what they're paying and what they're left with, they're still doing okay. They can still have the big mortgage you talked about. They can still have the two cars in the garden and the holidays. The people that, I suppose my thinking, Noel, is people that are absolutely broke, who have feck all.
Deserve more. Yeah.
Who don't even have a Butlins to get brought to by the Lions Club. You know, that's where my thinking would be when I'm thinking of this.
No, absolutely. We should look after people better who don't have money. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't. Sure. But I just don't like the Robin Hood theory. And that's what we're talking about here. This is Robin Hood material. It's kind of social. There's a kind of, we're heading kind of down that rocky road of socialism, where everybody should be equal. And by the way, everybody should always have equal opportunities. We can never guarantee equal outcomes. But everybody should always have the same opportunities in life. And we should guarantee that every kid would get those opportunities.
Then
we should try harder to make sure those kids who come from disadvantaged areas get the same opportunities. And we do.
That's impossible. When you have if you have someone from a real disadvantaged areas, let me tell you, when it comes to the Leaving Cert and all that kind of stuff, to get so many points to get into Trinity and get whatever, they can't afford grind and all that kind of stuff. So to say that is equal,
if you're from Finglas and you're working class and you don't have big income, from mother and father don't earn much money, and you want to go to Trinity, you can. You can get a grant.
No, I'm not saying you can't. But you get more of a chance, especially with that point system, when you can get pay for grind. You know this.
Yeah, but Brendan, I came from a disadvantaged area. You know what I mean? And I did okay. And some of the guys...
You're blagging it.
What did you say? I'm blagging it.
Yeah.
I've been blagging it for 40 years. But anyway, but I mean, I came from... Edenmore was a very disadvantaged area at the time. Where we lived, it was one of Sean Lamass's Dublin Corporation estates, and there was a lot of crime in Edenmore back in the 1960s and 70s. You know, a lot of people ended up in Mountjoy Prison. I don't know what it's like now. I'm sure it's a lovely area, but it was a bad place at one stage. Edenmore, Coolock, all around there was pretty bad.
When the Dragons were there,
the Dragons. That's right. Yeah, they used to be fighting Harmonstown on a regular basis. But it was a tough area. You know what I mean? But if you had good parents, you'd do okay. It's all about parenting and education, teaching parents to be parents.
I spoke to you again about that stuff before on this show, where I talked about educating kids around their emotions and empowering them and self-worth and their self-esteem. And when you have a well-balanced child leaving school and going out and to try and progress, they have more confidence, therefore... they'll go for things when their esteem is low and stuff like that. Their little head is saying, "Oh, well, sorry, they can do it, but I can't."
Throwing their parents an extra 40 quid a week or a month, should I say, is not going to make an ounce of difference to their outcomes in life. I'd much rather spend that 40 quid some other way, some other dedicated way to make their lives better.
But you talked about the education, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
Well, then give them take those 40 quids and give them free grinds if they want it. Do you know what I mean? But given the parents, many of whom, I'm not saying all, many of whom will just blow it on cigarettes or alcohol. You know.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So do something better with that money. Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, hi. How are you?
How's it going, Niall? How are you?
Good. Look, Sarah Grain, in fairness, our child benefit system is quite generous in this country compared to other countries around the world and in Europe. We're much higher than most places. So realistically, you know, they want to give more to people who need more and give less to people who don't need it. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think it should work both ways. Like, you know, I feel that you should be assessed according to the child's needs. You know, because every child is not the same in the family.
No.
You know, as you said there, like a brother or a sister could be more interested in a different activity. You know, and the mother mightn't be working or the father, you know, wherever the case may be. You know, because at the end of the day, they're children. It's for their benefit. It's not for the parent.
Well, if the money was spent properly, put that money into youth clubs. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be putting it into youth clubs. What I'd be doing with it is like, you know, if there's a grant there for your child, yeah, go ahead and get it. Like, we'll have some documentation there to say that that's exactly where the money is going.
But if they cut some people out of the child benefit system because they're going to use a two-tier system, and they up the benefit from 140, say, to 187, which was what was suggested, for children who are in poverty, right? Do you really think that extra 47 quid per month is going to make an ounce of difference to that child's life? Because I can tell you now, because the majority of a lot of those parents, that child won't see the money.
No, I don't know about that. I think the child is brought up in a good family home, that the child will benefit from it. You know, like,
but then you have more faith in Irish parents than I thought I might have.
Well, I don't know. We have all different types out there, as you said, there's different type of communities. And then they're talking about people that are rich. But the problem is when people that have plenty in their pocket and something goes wrong, where are they left and they're paying huge amounts of taxes every couple of weeks? They won't get the same support and they'd have a big family. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
No, I do understand. I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but there's no way. There's nothing for in between that, Niall. And I think that's where a lot of resentment comes up in regards when it does come to child benefit and society judging. Especially like with the children out there that have special needs, different needs. There's different programs. That children can't go on because their parents can't.
Yeah, but there are parents listening here tonight who are middle class, right? Okay, so they're comfortable enough. They're not skint. They go on a holiday. They can afford a holiday and bring their kids away to, you know, the Canaries or whatever during the summer. They can afford a nice Christmas usually for their kids. But like everybody else, they have bills to pay and, you know, they're not minted either. They don't have thousands in savings. So you take that money away from them, right? It's not a huge amount of money. It's about 5 grand a year or whatever it is, depending on how many kids they have. 6 grand, 5 grand a year. That money, I'll give you my personal example. I had 3 kids. Now, they're all not kids anymore. They're all adults now, but I had 3 kids, right? And that money, I didn't really need it month to month. So what it would do is just put it into savings and use it to go on a holiday. But the kids were brought on a holiday, so it did benefit the children. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand, and that's exactly what I'm saying in regards to other child benefits out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, you're going on a holiday. Like, Jesus, that's a luxury to, like, for a child that wants to better their education, go in a different direction.
Yeah.
You know, and especially there is more vulnerable communities out there that don't get that opportunity.
Brendan, is there anything wrong with parents who say that? Brendan, who will say, you know, it doesn't go directly to the child. Of course not, you know, but we do save it and we use it to bring the kids on a holiday every year. And a lot of parents do that with the child benefit.
It's spread out no matter what it is. And I know you mentioned alcohol and cigarettes earlier, but money is spread out, you know. So, look, it's one of them. Like, it's like the people that you just talked about there, you know, that aren't really 100% stuck. I don't believe you should take away from them neither. But I think if you're you've got over $1 million in the bank and your house is bought and paid for, I think you should be saying to yourself, look, we don't need this. Just leave it there. Don't bother with that and sign off on it.
Mm.
That's where I'm coming from.
You see, the problem...
Half the rich people out there don't pay that much tax in anyway.
Well, that's true.
It's just true.
The main
yeah. It's tax avoidance, yeah. So, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you're talking about the likes of people that are out there and they're working every day of the week and their children is growing up and it's money for this and money for that, money for this. You're working extra hours. And then if something went wrong in the middle of that, like, you don't see the government handing out, like, a big fortune and the amount of tax that you're after paying into the system. And, like, I've been paying me, I won't say the word, but I'm sick of people going around and saying, like, yeah, look at where my hard-earned tax is going on this, that and the other, giving out about other things in society.
Well, they do have a right to give out about where their money is going.
Yeah, but, like, it's different than giving out and nagging about it. Do something about it.
What can you do? Apart from every time an election comes around, vote for the right people, which unfortunately we tend not to do in this country.
The right thing. People, listen, at the end of the day, people are very selfish. They'll only vote for themselves. And we've seen that in the last election and the election and the election before that.
Okay, well, hang on. I want to go to Ray just before the break. Ray, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, not yourself?
Good. Ray, I will come back to you after the break. As well.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So, Ray, Ray, I think, have you got a radio on or are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Okay. It's just the sound was bouncing back to me there.
No, I'm just sitting out the back end and over and that all happens on again.
So, Ray, do you believe that we should have a two-tier system when it comes to child benefit?
If they're earning 120,000, do a means test and just take a small few quid off them every month.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't too bad. I mean, like, if you're means tested for, to get out of your TV license or other payments, your means tested for those. Why not means test you for the children's allowance? And if you're earning, as I said, 120,000 a year, do you really need it?
But 120,000 is not as bad. It's not as much as it used to be.
Oh God, no, definitely not.
Mm.
I mean, like you put away the few quid every month, and you went away on a nice holiday for it. That was fair enough.
Well, I brought the kids.
You benefited, and the youngsters benefited from it.
Yeah.
So. And it was an educational trip, I presume.
Of course it's educational. Cultural. They learn about the cultures of other countries.
Absolutely. Yeah, see how the Yanks live. But anyhow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see any harm in doing a means test on it. The more you earn, the more they take off you. What is it, 140 quid a month or something like that?
140, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Similar to the UK system, where in the UK, once you go over £50 sterling or 50,000 sterling, they tax the child benefit. It's actually called child tax credit, right? They don't have the same system. So what happens is it's paid by revenue, not by the Department of Social Protection. So in other words, the more you earn over 50,000, the less you get.
Well, that would be a fair way to do things, wouldn't it?
It's not a lot of money. Well, 50 grand sterling is probably, about 62,000, 63,000 euro. It's not a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, but if you have two people making that money in the family, that's 125,000 a year.
Brendan, would you agree just with that, just before we go to the break, would you agree with that system?
No.
No. Over 50 grand, or over 60 grand, let's say. Once you start going over that, for every 1,000 you get maybe, £5 less.
No. Oh, well, maybe, yes. Maybe, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Ray's phone. For some reason, it's bouncing back. We might try and give him a ring back during the break. I'll tell you what, I'll go to a break. Stay there, Brendan. And Ray, I'm going to get him to ring you back. Because unfortunately, your phones seems to be echoing back to us. Sorry, I think we have Ray back there. Sorry, Ray, is your phone working with us now?
Sorry, what's up, Brendan?
Okay, I hope that's been better. For some reason, it was just the sound was bouncing back to us. Anyway, Ray, you heard Brendan. He doesn't agree with that. Brendan, explain to Ray why you don't think that's such a good idea.
No, I just think that if you're going to give it, right? But people, if they have it, like, because you said, like you said at the start, everybody pays tax. They're all paying tax, like. And we're paying tax for a reason, like. You know? And anything to do with social welfare or social benefit at all, that can happen to any of us at any time, for God knows any reason. You know, so I agree that people should get it, but I just think that people, if they have the money, they don't need it, they should just say, look, we don't need it, we're signing off on that.
put that back into the port and spread it among the people that haven't got it.
But the idea of taking it off them once they earn over 60 grand doesn't wash with you?
No, not really. No, no. I don't think so at all. No. Mm. For the sake of what?
Yeah, see, Ray, I just think we're heading kind of, when you do that kind of, you're kind of heading down this kind of socialist route, because those people on the 60 grand, they get nothing from the state for nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're on 20 or 30 grand, you know, you're means tested for many things and you get things, you know, I'm not saying for nothing, but you get grants for this, back to school allowances, you get all sorts of different things. But when you're earning 60 grand, you don't get anything from the state. So the only thing you do, the only thing you do get that everybody gets is child benefit.
I don't mind. Look, I know you're saying socialist route. I don't really mind the concept of socialism, you know, and equality and stuff like that. But I just think if you're going to give it, you give it, and that's it. People, that they pay tax, that's it. If it's there, it's there for all.
Mm.
You get me? And I think that's very important. And then everyone else, if they have the few quid that they can say, look, we don't need this. Let's just leave that with the people that need it. And then that gets split up between the people that actually are still in the system.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me just go to Bernie as well. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand. How are you tonight, Niall?
I'm grand. So, Bernie, do you believe that we should have this kind of two-tier system that Micheál Martin said today he's not ruling out for the next October budget?
Well, anyone above 100 grand, I think, would be really comfortable. But somebody on 60 grand with four children isn't in a comfortable place.
Mm.
If I was on 60 grand with four children, rearing four kids today, even a car on the road, two cars on the road, probably two, you know, and a wife, you're still tight. You're better than the person who's on the 30, definitely. But, you know.
But are you really better? Because I remember doing a show on this before, and we had a guy on who was a kind of wizard with figures. And he said, you're probably not better off if the person is on 30 grand because they don't pay as much tax. They get other benefits that you don't get. You know what I mean? So you're maybe not.
I agree with that because an accountant would much more better with figures. But me on 60 grand with four children, I don't think you're on any better than, you know, you're not getting a great deal for it because you're paying more tax. Your pension is more, your USD and all those things are more, you know.
See, if the government are looking at it, what I'm thinking is, you know, at the moment they haven't mentioned any figures, apart from the fact that they said they'd like to give people a much bigger amount to earn the poverty line. They haven't looked at mentioned figures, but if we're looking at the UK, and we tend to copy them all the time, in the UK it's £50,000 sterling. Once you earn over that, your child benefit starts to go down. The more you earn, the less you get.
So somebody on a taxable income of 60 grand, their salary goes down after tax to 44,000.
Yeah, I know.
Salary after tax is 44,534 cents.
But it's based on a before. It's based on a before tax income, I think.
Yeah. So income tax due 11,850 if you're earning A60. So you pay your income tax due is 11,000.
Mm-hmm.
Total deductions is 15,000, and salary after tax is 44,000.
Look at you with all your figures, Bernie. Where are you pulling these figures out of?
I'm on the Google.
Oh, good woman. All right, go on.
They're not on any great stuff. 44,000 in this day and age is minuscule if you're on 60 grand after tax.
Well, half of that would be your mortgage.
Yeah. So take that. Your car loan, your family home, you have to get improvements, you have to get windows, you have to pay your ESB, you have to pay your oil. Like, I'm just saying, if you're, everyone thinks 60 grand, oh my God, they're minted, but they're not really.
No, you're not. No.
So
10 years ago, you'd be 10 years ago, you'd do okay on 60 grand. You wouldn't do it now.
Yeah. No way. Not with the way more. If you pay down a mortgage for 500,000, but you're paying out another
two. 500,000 mortgage is probably about 2,300 a month.
Yeah. So that's what
you can Google that if you want, by the way.
No, but you know what I mean. I'm just saying people expect we all in my modern old fashioned head, 60 grand sounds for me, but not with four children. Not in this day and age. Somebody on 60 grand single would be on a nice salary.
Okay, what about 100,000? Should we stop it at 100 grand?
And how much tax? I mean, this is the problem. You have to look at the job. If they're a public service job, much tax do they pay? If they're pay as you earn, they have allowances for lunches. There's a lot of things they can claim for their cars, all those kind of things. So how do you work out 100 grand and a family?
So,
what is their life?
Okay, well then, you kind of seem to be resisting the idea then. Which, but in fairness to Brendan, he was resisting the idea too and saying, that, look, if people earn a lot of money, they should just not collect it. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, you're talking to, say somebody's on 250,000 a year. They really don't really seem, they would, to me personally, wouldn't feel, I wouldn't think they needed it unless they put themselves into dire debt. But somebody in a 250,000 euro job a year, is they still really, to me personally, I don't think they would warrant the children's allowance.
Yeah, like Joe Duffy shouldn't be getting it.
No, I mean, he shouldn't. To be honest, he's got, you know, and they can pull their money out. He can do a public appearance and get whatever they get, 5 grand or whatever. You know, he can bring his salary up whenever he wants. All he say, I'm thinking of appearing,
yeah.
And he gets the money thrown at him. We don't have that option in the public service or people on 60 grand. You don't really have a lot of, you know.
Yeah, but see, my argument is, you know, be it Joe Duffy, Dennis O'Brien, Michael O'Leary. I'm not putting Joe Duffy in the same category, obviously, as Michael O'Leary and Dennis O'Brien. They're multimillionaires. But what I'm saying to you is, but I believe, see, child benefit is in the Constitution. It's for children. Yeah. It's not for adults. Yeah. And I think we're heading into a dangerous territory when we're saying we're going to reduce it for people just because we feel they have enough money already.
But it's not my decision. Look, now, I would like to make a decision for somebody else that's on 2 million. That's not my, it's up to them. They're the people
that's
at the top.
That's what Brendan is saying. It's up to them. Let them choose. Well, so stay there. Let me go to Francis as well. Francis, hi. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Good evening, yeah.
Okay, Francis, do you believe we should have a two-tier system?
I believe that it should be, let's see. It's a lot of thoughts coming in my head when I was listening.
Just give us one of them. That'd be great.
Sorry?
Just give us one of the thoughts that's coming into your head.
Oh, 1 second. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I mean, it should be like normally it will be like the rich pay more because they don't want criminals on the streets. Right? Very simple.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Kind of my point. The socialism is good to some sort of kind of, let's say, it's the best is to balance between liberal system and social system. And just came with my brothers watching the documentary last night about life in Hitler's Germany. Excuse me, I'm not Nazi, but unsupportable. But what happens, they actually balance that thing, that they kind of balance that all kids kind of became equal in that period in Germany. Mm. So even dressed in they introduced uniforms that the poor people didn't look
any different to those who are wealthy, yeah.
They kind of came to this kind of nation get together. Like, that's always a nation comes back together.
Okay.
And stuff like
but,
that.
But currently at the moment, no matter whether you earn 2 million or 200, you get the same amount of children's allowance. Is that right or is that wrong?
If they have like 2 electric cars in garage and house and whatever, like, I'm sure the kids have a fire PlayStation at home and the big TV screens and holidays and everything. So what will be the big deal if they get less little bit money and they give it to poor? Because the main thing is we don't want like more begging beggars, criminals, or these, you know, the kids around stores looking for some give me dollar or give me, you know. So
yeah,
there should be balance.
Well, yeah, but even if you give them more money, parents for children's allowance, it's not going to get passed on to a child. The parent's not going to say, "Here's 40 quid for you. Don't hang around the shops anymore." You know, that's not going to happen. The parents spend it on behalf of the children.
Yes, sure, yeah. But look, if parents are kind of alcoholics, they may drink that money away anyway.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So even if you give them more money to get kids out of poverty, which is the principle behind it, you know, if you got bad parents, that's just not going to happen anyway because they're just going to spend it on cigarettes or alcohol.
But it should be...
Sorry, Brendan.
Compartmentalizing the money there. So... just because someone spends on a cigarette or a beer, that doesn't mean that there isn't food in the fridge. You get me? So I'm not.
Yeah, but they might just have an extra night out because of it.
Well, but there'll be still food in the fridge.
I know, but the food would have been in the fridge anyway. The point is, if you give, you know, Mary an extra 30 or 40 quid for each child, and let's say that she has three children, so she gets an extra 120 quid, is the 120 quid going to go per month to that child, or is it just going to go on another night out for Mary and Pat? Let's not be sexist.
You don't know that the money's going there. Like, if the money's going in the fridge and on the electricity and whatever else, the bag of coal for the fire or whatever the case may be, that's it. You know, you could go down that road of say, oh, well, they're going to drink it and they're going to do this and da-da-da-da, but that's compartmentalising the money. Do you get me?
Mm.
Oh, no, they got that. So that means they're getting extra points and they're getting this, that and the other.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, and Bernie, stay with me as well. Let me just go to Geraldine. Geraldine, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
Nice to talk to you again, Geraldine. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Thank you. And I'm praying for you at the moment.
Ah, thank you very much, Geraldine. You're very, very good, and I really, really appreciate it.
That's all I can do from this end.
Oh, I'm getting better. I have a bit of a cough for the last couple of weeks, but I'm getting better. I'm getting there.
Keep an eye on it.
Hmm. So, Geraldine, in relation to child benefit, should we have a two-tier system?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. You just said there, you mentioned the man there, Joe Duffy.
Yeah. Well, I was using him as an example of somebody who earns reasonably good money. Yeah.
I just remember way back when he had the triplets. Everything. He got absolutely everything from the public.
But he's not the only one. I remember I had a neighbour many, many years ago who had triplets. And she got a car. She got free food from Cowangate. Because they were using her for advertising and marketing, you know, because they could use her name. So
he's not the
I don't know whether he got a few bits and pieces, but he's not the only one who would have got it. I don't remember that. But the point I was just making is, if you're earning, you know, 250, 300 grand, you know, should you be getting child benefit?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I reckon the majority of, just say you're a soldier, right?
Yeah.
You have your children. I reckon that's how they're well able, apart from the wages, the allowance. I know years ago I worked for a doctor. She had two sons. The allowance was put away for their college fees.
Yeah.
Right? So it didn't cost her a penny. That's fine. That's okay. But this day and age, with the cost of living, this, that and the other, the way I used to do it, when I only have the one child and I worked like yourself, and what I used to do was put it away and bring her on a little holiday.
Yeah. That's what I used to do.
That's okay until you skip forward, say, 20 years, and you're watching a neighbour, right, with five children, mother and father sit on the doorstep every single day. The kids come home from school, the kids join them on the doorstep, then the kids have kids, and it's going on and on, and all you see once or twice a week are, and it's rampant down the country, Jew men. That's where the majority of their money is going, the Jew men.
The Jew men? What's the Jew men?
The Jew men. Jew men are people that give you a large sum of money.
Oh, the loans, like the loan sharks.
Like loan sharks.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, I remember Mom talking about the Jew man.
It's rampant.
I don't know where they got the name the Jew man. Maybe it was because many years ago, many of those people who were loaning money were of Jewish descent or something like that. I don't know where they got the name the Jew man. Yeah.
I think it was payment Jew. So
payment Jew. Maybe Jew, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's probably a better explanation than mine. Okay.
What my solution would be, and I remember it worked in the 80s, Niall, it worked in the 90s, and when it was done away with, then you started seeing these crime gangs. And it's all because the teenagers, that's not academically, don't academically do well in school, when they leave early, there's nowhere for them to go. So I'm a big believer. Do you remember ANCO?
I do remember ANCO and Manpower as well. Yeah, yeah.
ANCO, Manpower, FOSS, all them kind of things. They need to get a good system for the youth.
Yeah, I have to say, they need to bring them back. They were great at the time, ANCO, Manpower. They were out around the time when we had mass unemployment, back in the late 70s to mid 80s, 90s, early 90s. That's when ANCO and Manpower, and what was the other one? There was one after ANCO and Manpower. I know it's called Solace now, but it's not quite the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
Or Intrio is the one they have now as well, isn't it? Intrio.
Yeah, Intrio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My brother was saying that the way they're ran now, he said he's 56 years of age. He's a security guard all his life. And he had to sign on for some reason, I forget now. But however, when he went up to this place that's supposed to be, say, like Fawcett, I don't know the name. I think it's a Tuska or something.
Okay.
Something like that. Anyway, he was saying he wanted them to do a teenager's job, like learn how to be a forklift driver. He said, I'm 56.
Yeah.
I've done security. Look for security work for me. It ended up, he ended up getting his own job. But apart from that...
Yeah, see, these organisations now are all private, publicly funded. So they're all NGOs, rather than the old Anko Manpower and all those which were run by the state. So what they're just doing by telling him to go and be a forklift driver, it gets him off the books. So they're just ticking boxes and they get paid by the state for everybody that they get, even if they put them on a course for as a forklift driver, they get paid. So that's what that's all about. The whole thing is a con. Bernie, if I was asked you to pin your colours to the mast here and pick a number or a figure where people shouldn't get child benefit anymore, what figure would you pick? What's rich to you?
125,000.
Is that family income or is that just for one person? So in other words, you could have two people in a house earning, say, 65,000 each. That'd bring you up to 130, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a comfort to me. I would say that's comfortable. You're not stuck for the children's allowance coming through the door every month.
Yeah, there's part of me understands what you're saying, because there's other people who are less fortunate than you, right? And I understand that, but they're already getting it anyway. So it's not like they're not. It's not like you earning more money makes them earn less. That's not the case, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Do you look at the job? Okay, let's look at the job descriptions. So somebody in a job, like a permanent pensionable job, and they have the ability to say they work on a weekend or a bank holiday, they choose that lifestyle. Well, then they're going to increase their own earnings through their own choice. Are they going to be knocked out of the children's allowance? What if they want to just work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and they don't want any of the options of the weekend or night duty? Or I'm just thinking as a nurse, say. Should they be knocked out?
Well, when you take a guard and a nurse, right? And let's say they're doing a lot of overtime. And you know nurses get allowances after, say, 6 o'clock on a Friday or whatever it is, weekend allowances. I remember speaking to a nurse before, and her flat rate, I think, was like 60 grand. Now, she's there a good while, right? She's a, ward sister? The one who's in charge of the ward.
Clinical nurse manager, CNM2. Yeah.
Okay, so I think she's at about 60 grand. But by the time she gets all her allowances... for the nighttime work, the weekend works, the going over time when you go over 12 hours, all that, like she can come out with 80 or 90 at the end of the year. So, and let's say she's married to a guard and he's earning, say, 50 because he might be a guard for 10 years, 50 or 60,000. So between the two of them, they're not going to get children's child benefit anymore. They're four kids. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, is it because, does their job allow, say she doesn't take any of the allowances and she just earns the basic salary, and they're on 110,000. Should they be knocked out? That's what I'm asking you.
No, I don't think so. Like, so, if somebody said to me, if I really was pinned to the collar and said I had to set an amount, which I don't want to do, I'd set it at minimum a million.
Okay, so the likes of the TDs, should they be getting it?
Yes. As much as I despise them. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they do. So, by the way, they do get it.
I personally don't know anyone who is in a bracket of €1 million a year. I don't actually know anyone comes to their mind that I could think of that earn €1 million a year. So then you don't touch the children's allowance. It goes to everyone. And then if that person... is
well, there are plenty of millionaires in this country. There are plenty of people who earn €1 million or over in this country on a regular basis. There are plenty of people. Thousands, actually.
Okay, so isn't it up to themselves as their moral and saying, do you know what, I actually don't need this. It's down to the individual. We can't,
see, the government legally can't take it off you because it's in the Constitution.
No, like you said, it's in the... Yeah,
so but they, no, but they can, but they can means test it and they can reduce it, but they can't, they can never give you zero. So they can means test it and reduce it down to a fiver, but they can never give you nothing.
Yeah, but then you're denying that child, who is also a citizen of the country, their right to their money.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Leanna. Leanna, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Al. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Leanna, you know, we've got a reasonably generous social welfare system when it comes to child benefit.
100%.
Yeah, it's 140 a month. They want to increase it in the next budget anyway. But do you believe it should be a two-tier system, like the UK, for example, who...
I don't think it should be a system at all. I think if people are paid fair wages, you wouldn't need an extra benefit at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if people were paid fair wages for the jobs that they were doing, you wouldn't need it at all. Now, I understand that people aren't, and there is a need for it, but I don't know how you would cap that, because regardless of how much money you make, who's to dictate what your needs are? People who live in Dublin versus people who live in rural Ireland, and comparison income-wise, how do you compare the two?
Yeah, it is more expensive, obviously. Your lifestyle would be more expensive in Dublin, yeah.
100%. Like, I earn a fairly decent income. I can get by without benefits and all the rest of it. There's no sacrifice to my family. Don't get me wrong, if we were offered it and it's a thing, then 100%. But why do I get to holiday in Hawaii? Why somebody just gets to, the only option for them is they have to use it to just get by every day. I don't know. I don't understand what the two-tier gap is. I don't understand why there should be a gap more than anything else. I think people should be paid enough to earn their incomes. And to be fair, if we go back to the reason the income was brought in the first place, it was for parents that were left on their own to raise children, and the other parent wasn't responsible.
Yeah, it was for the child. Yeah, it was for the child. That's who the money's for.
100%. But to be fair, I also know too that it was only ever offered to the person who had the care of the children.
That's right. Whoever's the guardian.
You know, and it had to be kind of fought for and respectful in that respect. So I don't understand, like, this benefit was brought into place because people weren't being financially responsible for their children. That in itself should be addressed first. Not whether or not you are owed it or not owed it, or whether you need it or you don't need it.
We can't assess every set of parents out there and believe, you know, or find out whether they're doing a good job or not. That would be just, you know, some sort of administration nightmare. So you wouldn't be able to do that. So it's a blanket payment.
I understand that, Niall. So that's where I disagree. There can't be a two-tier payment. It's either one in or all in or none in.
Because here's an interesting fact, right? And I'll say this to all three of you ladies, Geraldine, Bernie and Leanna. I worked in the nightclub industry all my life. And I remember my very first nightclub job was in the 1986 in Rumours nightclub in the city centre. And on Tuesday night, we used to have an oldies night. And once a month, we used to call it the Feast of St. Michael. And the reason it was called the Feast of St. Michael is because Mickey money. Because that was when children's allowance was paid and it was always packed, primarily with more women than men. Yeah. So in other words, what I'm saying is...
Ladies' night,
yeah.
It's called now.
Yeah.
Baba Bunny.
So people were using that extra money to have a night out.
Yeah.
No, by the way, I'm not condemning those people who did that, by the way. If that's what they want to do with it, that's what they want to do with it. But as long as the children are being looked after.
But how do you prove it?
Well, you can't.
No, that's where you can't, exactly. So it should be capped. It really should be capped.
If you were given the option of taking that whole budget, just you yourself, how would you describe how that should look for everybody? And how can you justify that to everybody? As Niall says, like, there are millions of millionaires in this country. I know a few personally myself, and do not misunderstand me. I'm not from that caliber at all. I wish I was, however, I'm not. But these are people who have worked hard. They have a few pounds up their sleeve and they're well entitled to their money. But they're in a much better, like, they holiday in places that I buy the cheap seats to, you know, in comparison.
Yeah, they holiday in places they're only seeing the Discovery Channel.
Well, we may holiday in the same place, but I'm definitely buying my own groceries and cooking my own meals. They're having five-star seatings at restaurants. You know, so how do you justify who should have what? Because that just isn't entitled. Just because they may be better.
Okay, let me just pin you all to the collar. Now, Bernie's already said 130,000. Geraldine, if I was to say to you, at what point do you cut off the child benefit? What figure would you put on that?
I'd say 150.
150, okay. Liana, yeah. If you were to have a cut off point, where would it be?
I think I'd actually just cut the benefit entirely and raise the wages so people could live comfortably for the jobs they do.
Yeah, okay, so cut the benefit and then minimum wage should be increased.
No, I think living wage should be an option.
Yeah.
Minimum wage is just a capitalism of saying, oh, we know what the circumstances are, but we're not willing to go there and we're not willing to put people through that. But ultimately, this country's rich. It's actually rich in a lot of realms, not just... Well, it is rich financially as well.
I've said this already. The country could be a lot richer if I was running it. It'd be a lot richer than it is at the moment. We have a lot of natural resources in this country.
But if they didn't touch it at all, say, and leave it as it is, and put that money, like you were saying earlier, you know, the 9 million in these pouches for phones, not going to stop anybody bringing their phones.
No, it isn't.
If they want it. And that other caller as well that you were talking to earlier, he was dead right when he said he blamed the parents for buying the phone.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.